I'm John Robb, and you're listening to Here Manchester.com, a series of 10 audio portraits exploring the rich and varied history of Manchester, from the towpath of the Rochdale Canal that cuts through the heart of one of the greatest cities in the world. Just off the canal and up a few steps near the Castlefield Basin is a hugely impressive Museum of Science and Industry. The thing is that this city has an amazing scientific pedigree. Joule, Bohr, Rutherford, Geiger, they all changed the world. And it all happened here in Manchester. It's not something we shout about, and we should. I'm going to step into the cafe first of all to find out how much people don't know about Manchester's brightest sparks.
Do you know that Manchester had 23 Nobel Prize winners?
No.
Well, none of you? Who's the brains here?
Don't play at me. I don't know.
You don't know? No. So, did you know that Manchester had 23 Nobel Prize winners?
No.
And do you know that Manchester got a big contribution to science at all?
No, I didn't, no.
So, where are you from?
Hazelbrook!
Louder?
Hazelbrook!
That's better. He's from somewhere different. And do you know Manchester's had 23 Nobel Prize winners?
No!
Do you know anything about Manchester and science at all?
No!
Have you had a good day here?
Yes!
What have you seen?
Loads.
So I'm with Pauline Webb here in the Manchester Science section of the Manchester Science and Industry Museum. You're the collections manager, Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been down the cafe talking to people, and they didn't seem to know very much about Manchester science. And I don't think it's something that's very treasured that much. But for me, Manchester's the first modern city, and in that way, it invented so much stuff that we take for granted nowadays. I mean, the world's first railway station is just over there. So can you sort of explain that a little bit?
And like the universities of Oxford and Cambridge were interested in the classics, not very much interested in the science. So a whole group of people known as the dissenters, the nonconformist Christians, they had to start up their own academies. And one of those was set up in Manchester in 1786. And it was that academy that drew one of Manchester's first great scientists, John Dalton.
Is there any of the kind of groundbreaking scientific discoveries that were made that were actually from Manchester or in Manchester by people who passed through Manchester?
Well, absolutely. As I say, Dalton, you know, produced the first atomic table, as a result of which he's known as the father of modern chemistry. James Joule basically worked out that there were different forms of energy. So his theory was something called the mechanical equivalent of heat.
The fact that it's now a post-industrial city, has that changed the focus of what the science is?
I think what it's changed is that, for example, when John Dalton and James Joule in the 19th century were working as scientists, scientists were very much a kind of private pursuit, you know, the kind of gentleman scientists with their own laboratory. As the universities, more universities came into being in the 19th century and had science departments, what you get is a kind of professionalisation of science, because you've got labs with teams of scientists because they've got more expensive equipment. And that's, for example, Ernest Rutherford, who of course split the atom in Manchester, the first time the atom was split. But he worked with a huge team of really, you know, gifted scientists, Niels Bohr, Hans Geiger, Henry Moseley. It was work that he probably couldn't have done on his own. So that kind of changed the way that science works.
Would you say Alan Turing making the computer, was that the last great scientific breakthrough in Manchester?
Well, Alan Turing it's a very sad and a very interesting story, because Alan Turing spent such a brief time in Manchester before he committed suicide. And he came to Manchester linked to one of Manchester's important scientific and engineering developments of the late 20th century, which was the world's first computer, the Baby, which we have a replica of downstairs. Turing, during his work at Bletchley Park during the war on Colossus, the code-breaking computer, was really interested in computing, and he'd found that after the war, he wasn't getting the opportunity to work with computers, and he'd heard about Manchester building a computer, and through an ex-colleague from Cambridge, Max Newman, he was kind of drawn to Manchester. But he didn't really have that much direct involvement. It was engineers who were building the computer. So it was only at the point when a commercial development of that computer, the Franti Mark 1, was delivered to the university in 1951, that he could then use it to do calculations.
You know, nowadays, is there a scientific thing going on in Manchester now, or has it basically become a museum kind of culture?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the university is still one of the leading universities in terms of science. In the gallery, we look at science today and look at a whole lot of work that's been done in Manchester in a variety of areas. Biomedical applications, very important. Material science areas. Still in terms of computer technology, the School of Computer Sciences, you know, still does work at the forefront of computer science. So it's very much alive and kicking.
Manchester has links with so many great names who have helped to change the world. It's something I think we should be proud of, though. And with the help of the Science Museum, more and more people will get to know the pivotal role the city has played.
I'm Alastair Rawsthorne. I'm a member of staff at the university. I'm now a professor in computer science. I think there's something in the air or something in the water here. Manchester people tend to be disruptive people. We're awkward sometimes. We're never content with the world exactly as it is. We'd like to change it, move it through a few degrees to fit our own particular tastes. And we're not afraid to start doing that.
It's been a well-kept secret that Manchester's links with so many great names who have helped change the world. It's something I think we should be proud of, though. And with the help of the Museum of Science and Industry, more and more people get to know the pivotal role the city has played. If you've enjoyed this programme, why not venture further along the Rochdale Canal and discover more portraits of our magnificent city at heremanchester.com.